Welcome to the Search Storage Special Report Podcast on Virtual Machine Backup. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is David Boyd, Practice Lead for Backup and Recovery with Glasshouse Technologies UK. There are three questions in today's podcast. First question is, what are the differences between the backup of a single physical host server and that of virtual servers? Over to you, David.
There are numerous different ways to back up a physical machine, but the typical approach involves an agent running on the client, reading the source data and copying it across an IP network to the backup server. The backup server in turn then transfers that data to the backup target, disk or tape. The location of each file within that backup is recorded into a database for restoration purposes. The same approach can be used for backing up a virtual machine. In fact, it offers, from a conceptual point of view at least, the simplest approach. Each virtual machine can have a backup agent installed, which would read its own data and transfer that data over the network to the backup server. The backup software would have no knowledge that the client is virtual rather than physical. However, there are serious challenges to using this approach. The backup of a virtual machine in this way exhibits a load on both the hypervisor and the guest operating system in terms of CPU and I/O. A backup administrator may not know on which physical machine a virtual machine resides, and therefore runs the risk of scheduling several backups from the same physical host, compounding the problem and severely impacting the performance of all virtual machines. Furthermore, if you pay for a backup software license on a per-client basis, you'll have to fork out for each virtual machine. To get around these challenges, image-level backups were devised. When viewed from the underlying storage, a virtual machine is simply a large file, a very large file in some cases. Backing up these underlying files takes the CPU load away from the virtual machine. In this approach, the virtual machine needs to be momentarily quiesced, all pending writes written, and then a snapshot created. It is this snapshot that gets backed up. While this approach removes the load associated with agent backups, they are totally ignorant of the data within the virtual machine, and so data, deleted files, and white space all get backed up. To get around these problems and minimize the volume of data being backed up, solutions that include deduplication, white space recognition, and active block mapping, where blocks that contain deleted files are excluded from the backup, have been introduced. And probably most importantly, change block tracking has allowed backup vendors to perform block-level incremental backups of virtual machine images.
Thanks, David. The next question is, what are the challenges arising from the spread of virtual machines in the data center? Over to you again.
When all servers were physical, it was easy for the backup administrator to tap into the new server provisioning process and configure a backup. One of the biggest challenges now is that a new host can take only a few minutes to be created and can be done with little or no involvement from anyone outside of the team that manage the virtual infrastructure. Therefore, the opportunity for newly created data to be omitted from the backup schedule has never been greater. In response, several backup vendors have built in auditing modules to highlight when new virtual machines have been created or where virtual machines are being excluded from the nightly backup. But as always with backup, rapid increases in the number of backup clients and the volume of data need to be carefully managed. IT managers have witnessed considerable financial benefits from virtualization. And as technologies have continued to mature, more enterprise-class applications have been hosted on virtual servers. It is now common to see databases and email applications being hosted on virtual machines. And this represents a major challenge to the backup administrator, who has probably been running agent-based backups of properly quiesced databases while offering granular restore capabilities, and who wants to move away from using agent backups when backing up VMs. Typically, VSS is used to quiesce the virtual machine, but the backup administrator needs to know what VSS writer is being used and what it is quiescing. If it is just the virtual machine operating system being quiesced, then the backup of any database running there will only be crash consistent. If taking crash consistent backups is a risk you're willing to take, then all well and good. If not, then you need to start digging deeper into your configuration and understand how your backup application interacts with the hypervisor you are using. When moving database and mail servers from physical to virtual, your customers will not want a reduced service. And so being able to perform granular, for example, mail level restores from image level backups might be something you want to consider. Some backup vendors are starting to offer this level of service, but at the moment, it's not available across the board.
Excellent. Thanks, David. The next question is, what new products, methodologies, and technologies help in the backup of virtual servers? Over to you once again.
Well, virtualization is all about consolidation. And from a backup point of view, the major challenge with consolidation is there being more data in the one place. Key technologies that help with the backup of virtual machines are the ability to create off-host snapshots and deduplicate your backups. Deduplication is vital if you are to move large amounts of data from source to target within the ever-shrinking backup window. Coupled with change block tracking and block-level incremental backups, deduplication allows the backup administrator to move considerable volumes of data to backup storage in increasingly small times. Some of the larger backup vendors have been slow to adapt to the huge rise in virtualization, and a few purpose-built products are now available offering unique solutions that tightly integrate with the hypervisor. No one wants data protection to be the limiting factor in what can and what cannot be virtualized. So going forward, I think that backup vendors will focus on tighter integration with the hypervisor and look to develop efficient mechanisms of getting consistent backups and granular restores of virtualized enterprise-class applications and databases.
Thanks, David. That's the end of the podcast.